The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Greetings to you. I am Brant. Producer Sherry is here too. Thanks for listening. If you ever want to jump in, by the way, get something you want to tell us or whatever, in a very nice way, you would call 855-90-BRANT. That's how you can do it on your phone. It's just 855-90-BRANT. Let us know what you think about stuff. Remember, we have feelings. And there you go, 855-90-BRANT. It's true. Life is full of paradoxes. Paradoxes, it's often said, are really truth standing on its head to be noticed. When we oh, hang on a second. Can't talk anymore about paradoxes now. Breaking in.
Drop that up on us with the animal news.
Okay. We have breaking animal news. When the animal news breaks out, I break in with the animal news that just broke out. My name is Brant Hanson from the news desk. Just saw these videos. Amazing. I want my dog to do this. Have you seen dogs doing trust falls?
Trust fall, where you fall and you trust the person
to
catch you.
You have a corporate team building day. They have a trust fall. Mm-hmm. And they, like a dog will get up like on top of a couch or chair.
Yeah.
Turn around.
Mm-hmm.
And just fall backward. Back without knowing what's going on. Just knowing that their owner will catch them. It's really beautiful. I teared up. I'm not
really?
Kidding.
A dog's whole life is trust. How are you going to eat?
It's so true.
How do you get walked? How do you go? I mean, everything is trust.
They're so faithful. They're full of faith.
Right. So and why is this news?
That's a good point. You know, it's actually a good point. We now return you to your normally scheduled programming. Sherry's mom is really into them. I'm kind of into them. What? They are fleaves, as you refer to them.
Yes.
Fake leaves.
Fake leaves.
Plastic plants. I think they bring a lot of beauty.
They're all over my house, that's for sure.
They're in the studio all over the place. We got a bunch of them.
I like them.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying, though, to work with real plants.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard. You got to be constantly like doing stuff with them.
Yeah, because they're living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. You're ahead of me on this. Mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking. I really thought you could just kind of let it go for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. It's not just the watering. It's the other stuff, too. Like, there's things you have to prune, pull off.
Mm-hmm.
Trying. Hard. I realize this, though, that is the thing with living things in relationships, too. There's this pruning thing that's got to happen. Like, okay, yeah, that served a purpose, but not anymore. I can't be doing this anymore. I can't do this. If I'm going to thrive, I'm going to flourish, this has got to go. Wonder what you think. I'm not sure I buy this. This guy says, think about all your conversation that you have. He says 80% of average conversations is one thing. Gossip.
I actually do believe that.
I don't. 80%?
I think the way he's probably defining
right,
gossip.
Right, that's what I was thinking. Like, if you're going to define it as talking about things that involve other people.
But
to me, gossip, there's a malicious element to
good
it.
Good point,
that
yes.
You wouldn't say in front of their face.
I would agree.
That's,
yeah.
That's not loving.
Then I wouldn't say that's 80%.
No. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Good point.
I think we're confusing it there. Mm-hmm. Research shows also 60% of our conversations, this might be in conflict with that last data, 60% of our conversations are about ourselves.
Okay.
So, at least
I'm sitting somewhere gossiping about myself. Can you believe what I did?
Can you believe what Brant did? No, Brant, what did he do?
Well, he's a reasonable.
Oh, let me tell you. You know, if you follow somebody long enough, you start being like them. You really do. I remember being huge into baseball as a kid, mostly as a statistics, but I watched the games, and pretty soon when we were playing wiffle ball, I could do exactly everybody's stances, just like the big leaguers. I could go down a whole lineup, imitate everybody's stance. You just see it enough.
Mm-hmm.
Kids grew up watching Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant and just imitated them. You'd see, you know, kids dribbling down the court with their tongue hanging out of their mouth. They don't even know why.
All right.
That's what Michael did.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about that when it comes to following Jesus, and you probably knew I was going there with this, but like, that's why I have to read the Bible and read the way he actually reacts to people, the things he actually says, and it's a reason I need to hang out with people who are following him too. It starts to become second nature. Mm. It doesn't have to be this thing where I'm thinking about it all the time. You just start to do it because you've seen it, you absorbed it enough, you read a great writer, enough of that great writer's books, you start talking and writing like that.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens. It's really kind of a natural process. This is shocking. I am Brant Hanson. I am a shock jock. I shock people, and everybody's like, can you believe you said that? Except everything's rated G.
Of course,
that's the way we roll.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? Do you know there's only... I mean, you know about silent letters, right? Of course you do.
Sure, I do.
Sometimes we have silent letters. Like,
yes.
Psychologist has a silent P at the start of it.
Yes.
Pneumonia, silent P again.
Yes.
The only letter that's never silent, there's only one letter that's never silent.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what it is?
Do I have to? Can we just go
No,
ahead?
I'll just do it. The letter V. The letter V. How about that? Never silent. All the other ones, even like G. Well, G is silent. Mm-hmm. Like the word Nash. Uh-huh. Gnaw.
Yeah.
No, G, I mean, Z,
no, well,
if we say laissez-faire or something.
We do understand. Okay. V is right. Never
so you
silent.
Got, all right, you got the picture. So we anyway, it's yeah. V. It's kind of shocking. Only one letter. No
go
silent
buzz,
V's.
Yeah. Go buzz.
So go buzz, please. Yeah, not sure if I buy this. They say if there's somebody you're kind of romantically interested before you know, get engaged or whatever, make sure you look at the backseat of their car. Just see what kind of stuff's back there.
That's scary.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it'll tell you what kind of person they are. Maybe their need is a pin.
Okay.
For instance, keep everything organized or whatever. It's a good idea. Just curious, though. Katrina's on the phone. What would they learn if somebody looked in the backseat of your car?
I want no one looking inside my car before that.
What would it reveal about you? What are you afraid of here?
The trash level kind of is even with the front seat. So, I mean, it's not like food scraps or anything, but it's not pretty. My dad has a coronary whenever he sees my car. And then... the back seat, actually, I don't know, it looks pretty sketchy right now, but I bought a camper that is the same age as me that I bought for my birthday last year,
mm-hmm.
And so I had to take the canvas off, and it's just, like, chilling in the back of my car and giant contractor garbage bags, so
okay.
Pretty
much looks like I'm carrying bodies around with me.
Okay, so you got camper stuff that says you're outdoorsy. You
yes.
enjoy the outdoors.
I got a couple of mattresses. I mean, it seriously looks like I don't even know what I'm up to.
Okay,
like,
so that says you...
Overall, it says you have a full life. It
says you have a full life. Thank you for putting up with me. I want to apologize again for my voice. It sounds okay now, but who knows in a few seconds.
Are you feeling better? You know, sometimes the voice is
better,
the last
yeah.
thing. That, yeah,
a little bit.
Get better.
I just wanted to tell you something real quick, and that is, it's a simple little prayer thing, and I just saw this today, and it's going to be part of my prayers, maybe rest of my life. I don't know. But it was a simple prayer that I heard a guy say, God, please give me the thoughts that I need to have.
Mm-hmm.
I know that may sound a little strange, but if you think about it, that's everything. Whatever we put our mind on is everything. That's what shapes us. God, please give me the thoughts that I need to have. If you want to refinance your house or you want to get a home, talk to the people, the wonderful people, Michael and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. Their website is fellowshiphomeloans.com. How cool is this music bed?
I was wondering what made you choose this.
It's just so cool. Like I started talking about the...
Mm-hmm.
You know what's also cool?
What?
Fellowship Home Loans and your opportunity to refinance or get an awesome mortgage.
They That's great how you tied that all in.
They are. They're super cool. Mike mm-hmm. and Brian are wonderful. 800-804-SAVE. And we thank them for sponsoring our podcast, too. They are fantastic to work with. You can also go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Question for you. What does your back seat look like in your car? It supposedly reveals a lot of your personality. If there's a lot of garbage back there, or mm-hmm. it reveals your interest areas, like archery equipment, I'll say something like...
Areas of interest in your back seat.
Crossbows and stuff. Now she's really into crossbows. So they say this is important in case you meet somebody, you're single.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look. Gives you an idea of kind of what the future might look like.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So anyway... What about you? What would your backseat reveal to somebody?
Oh, what would it say about me? It would say that I have a low tolerance for winter, and so I carry around the winter, each and every one of my winter coats in the backseat.
Okay, so if you met somebody, he would look in your backseat and perhaps think that you just robbed the Burlington Coat Factory.
Why do we have to
breathe.
Jump there?
Yeah, I would.
such a leap.
What's up with the coats? Oh, I love it. So Sherry says stuff off the air, and I'm like, what's it you saying on the air? Because that's really brilliant. She'll add stuff.
I'm talking to you.
I know, and I appreciate it. So this is, but I was just talking about a prayer where you ask God, God, please give me the thoughts that I need to have. That might sound generic. It's not. Like, please fill my mind with the right stuff.
And I was talking about, I heard someone say, your emotions are directly related to what you focus on. Whatever you allow yourself to focus on, your emotions will be connected to that.
Think about that.
Yeah, that's really been, when I heard the person say it, it's just been sticking with me. And it's so true. It was one of those things where you first hear it, you're like, eh. And then I was like, you know what? That's right. Whatever I allow myself to focus
my mind on.
Yeah.
If it's pure and good and beautiful, that changes everything. And if it's not, if it's tense stuff, if it's worries that I'm borrowing from tomorrow, if it's conversations that are about conflict with people that I'm imagining in my head, things I should have said, things I could say, things I could put that person in my place, other stuff, all sorts of things. If I'm putting it there, I'm going to put myself in a totally different place. I'll be more irritable. Yeah. I'll be more angry. I'll be less apt to forgive people and, frankly, less happy. It is time for Brant's Three Things. I am coming into the town plaza with this scroll of three helpful things, I hope.
I was always confused about that. There's not three scrolls.
Nah.
There's one scroll with three things.
Oh, I don't want to waste paper. Parchment.
That's great.
So today, the three things, hopefully these are helpful. These three things are three things I wish older Christians would have told me when I was younger.
Well, good stuff.
Yeah,
inspired. Both of us are church
kids
too, yeah. So.
Inspired by writer Frank Viola, who did a list of these, and I picked a few. But the first one would be, wish they'd kind of explain, life doesn't necessarily get easier. So it can, but then it doesn't, and then it does, and it doesn't. Like, it doesn't necessarily get easier.
Mm.
Learn to deal with it, because disappointments and suffering aren't things to be feared. You don't have to live in fear of what could happen or what will happen. None of that. You don't have to. These are things God uses to help us change, and we do want to change. Change can be a very good thing. The second one, I wish somebody would have told me, hey, don't live in reaction to Christian failings. What I mean by that is you can see all sorts of hypocrisy. You can see all sorts of failure. You can see all sorts of stuff. In fact, you will. But you don't want to live in reaction to that. You don't want to be constantly angry about that. Look at these frauds. Look at this. Look at that. I mean, I see this happen all the time. People living in reaction to it. I want to be able to focus on who Jesus actually is. And I shouldn't be too shocked, because actually the original people that were following Jesus, remember how they just kind of split town when it came time for, you know, crucifixion to happen? Mm-hmm. Peter even denies him a few times. He was betrayed by another one of his, like, this shouldn't be a shock. And I get it. We don't like hypocrisy and stuff, but I don't want to always be reacting to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good place to be. Not even thinking clearly. I can't be a blessing to other people because I'm angry all the time. Inspired by writer Frank Viola, who made a great point. This is one of them. I wish they would have told me, hey, this whole thing about changing, you want to transform, you want to be transformed by God over time. It takes a long time. It's a slow process. I mean, there's some things that might change very quickly, but a lot of things in our character, they do change, but it takes time. The way he put it was, look at the, count the inches between your head and your heart. That's about the number of years that it takes before you start believing something and before it actually starts to take over your will and changes how you behave. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. I think that's roughly true.
Mm-hmm.
Just meaning it's just, it's a slow thing, but never underestimate the inevitability of gradualness. Like it's going to happen. Change can be really slow. We were just talking about this, and Sherry made a great point off the air. Can you say the thing about exercise? It's true. We were talking about spiritual stuff, but...
Yes, you know. I have recently committed again.
I recently recommitted my life to...
to losing weight. Well, to being healthy.
Yeah.
And I just keep telling myself, if you keep showing up at the gym, eventually you have to change. Like, if you keep... eating well,
yes.
and doing these things, you will change. Now, you are older. This is what I tell myself. You are older. It's not going to be immediate.
Yep.
You didn't put it on immediately. That's for sure. It felt immediate, but it wasn't.
Yep.
If you just gradually keep doing these things, you will change.
You just have to
keep sticking to it.
Yes, you do. I stole that phrase, but it's never underestimate the inevitability of gradualness.
I love that.
Like erosion.
Mm-hmm.
Like drip, drip, drip. Oh, mm-hmm. Grand Canyon or whatever. Like just look at just gradual change. It's true spiritually too. I mean, you keep, I'm going to stay connected to God. I'm going to keep praying. You are going to become a different person.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.